You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're here with Martin Phillips from The Chills.
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
So The Chills formed early in the 80s, and you were one of the bands which sparked Flying Nun and the famous Dunedin sound. What was it like being part of such an influential time in New Zealand music, and at the time, did you have a sense of how important this movement would be?
Well, of course, we didn't know at the time that things were going to be, I guess, become historical, really. It was just a bunch of like-minded people making kind of post-punk music, finding that there were a lot of people in a small town, really, with similar interests in music. And, you know, it was a few years before the Flying Nun thing came into the picture, because it started in Christchurch. A lot of people think it started in Dunedin because of the Dunedin sound, but it was only later, once we got overseas and started seeing the impact on other bands, that we realised it was as important as a lot of the other musical movements around the world. So, yeah, it's been good that there's still growing interest in it.
Yeah, you've been the only constant member of The Chills for 3 decades, with the lineup changing around you. Do you have a favourite incarnation of The Chills?
Well, actually, probably at the moment this one, because the drummer Todd Knudsen and James Dixon, I think the bassist, have been with me since 1999, so it's a long time. And Erica, who plays violin and keyboards and guitar, is about 13 years or something. And Ollie, who does keyboards, is about 10 or 11 years or something. I should actually find out for sure. It's the most constant band we've had, which has given us time to really sort of get to know each other and what the music's trying to do. And that's quite different from sort of when you're young and really sort of just thrashing it out like we did back then, which was, you know, appropriate for the time, but not for now. There's been a lot of people coming and going in the early years, but it's been pretty stable now.
You featured on the 95BFM Top 10 a lot during the 80s and 90s, and you played a science fiction-themed radio special and live show with BFM called The Chills in Space. What has your relationship with BFM been like?
Oh, it was always good. Well, I was based in Auckland for, I guess, you know, quite a while during the mid-80s, and then it was London, and then sort of back again to Auckland for a while. And so we saw a lot of the growth of kind of student radio. And also down here in Dunedin with Radio 1. I was, you know, on some of the committees that actually sort of helped start that in the first place. It was at the time when major radios just wouldn't touch anything from New Zealand, so it was great to be involved with the excitement of student radio and the fact that they were getting behind the big tours as well, when there was a lot of kind of independent New Zealand music doing package tours. So it was always a really healthy relationship. It was good.
Along with that science fiction-themed radio special, you've seemed to carry a lot of your childhood interests into your adult life. An example, having a spectrum patch from Captain Scarlet on your famous leather jacket. Some of your songs also allude to interests in sci-fi and comic books and such. How do you think your childhood interests have influenced your music?
I think they're all in there somewhere, but you know, those examples are all ones from 20, 25 years ago, those songs and stuff. So it's not something that I'm aware of so much now. In fact, I really look back and think I spent too much time collecting and sort of researching pop culture as opposed to sort of more, you know, sort of more interesting kind of stuff. Although I was very interested in world cinema and stuff back when there was only the Dunedin Film Society to go along and see anything outside of the mainstream. But I sort of read a lot of rubbish books when I could have been reading some really good stuff, and but you know, it all helps sort of create who you are and what comes out in the music, so not too worried by it.
Yeah, and musically, did you have any other inspirations?
Well, stuff from all over the place, really. A lot of inspirations that don't come through in the kind of music I make, because I've just not been interested in trying to sound like anybody else. So, I think David Bowie was a big influence for a long time. Just particularly in the fact that he kept changing, and just when you'd think you were sort of over his style, it would be something new. But all sorts of things crept into the mix over the years. Dunedin was actually a good place for that too, because you'd get some bands who were really into kind of American R&B and soul music and stuff, and then there'd be a whole lot of krautrock records, you know, sort of Can and Faust and Noi and that kind of stuff would come through, and everyone was sharing all this music, so it was a lot of sort of cross-pollination and weird mixes of ideas, which is and also not a lot of stuff coming from out of town or from out of the country for quite a few years, So, you know, you're really left to your own devices to come up with something special yourself.
The Chills are still going today. How have you found that your music has developed over time?
Well, it went through a weird thing in the 90s when so much changed that we just suddenly seemed outdated and kind of like we'd had our moment in the sun, so to speak. And then suddenly this new wave of people got interested in us, and that's continuing to grow. So it's not just the old people from that era, but some of their kids and stuff, people, young people discovering it through newer bands who are sort of referencing us and influenced by us and so on. So, yeah, I guess sort of picking up the Chills and trying to sort of take it into the future in a way that really suits what we're doing but doesn't sound like anybody else. So the album Silver Bullets that came out a couple of years back was the first sort of step in kind of, establishing us as something that's happening now, not sort of a retro package, not a nostalgia. And the one that I'm working on now, the next album, is, sort of another step forward, just trying to find what we can do now that's, I guess, sort of honest to ourselves.
Yeah, awesome. Do you have anything else coming up?
Well, there's a lot going on at the moment, actually. There's a proper feature-length documentary that's in the workings at the moment. And it now looks like, I mean, it's been going for about a year and a half, and now looks like being, maybe another year of work on that, I think. And we're looking at touring again later in the year, if not the States, then maybe just Australia. But then next year again, back to America and back to Europe. We've done two European tours in the last 3 years, and briefly through America, just New York last year. And what else? Yeah, and the recording I was talking about coming up soon. All sorts of things. It's good. Offers from sort of festivals and stuff overseas. So, yeah, there's a lot of interest. It's good.
Sick. Do you have a favourite Chill song from over the years?
That's a tough one because there's a lot of material now. But, I do know that Pink Frost is going to be one that lasts for a long time just because it's got such a haunting atmosphere and it's a pretty special song. So,
yeah.
And it's always fun to play it live. It's always different. And I think out of all the hundreds of gigs we've played since that song was written, I think there's only been two gigs we didn't play it. And it's still not boring to play it live. So that's good.
Yeah, it's a brilliant song.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.